The Tangerine House. The brothers could not get off the bus right away because they had to wait behind the boy in the wheelchair. When a fire engine roared past, sirens screaming, it was all Stevie could do not to jump out the window. Fire sirens still made him freak out even this many years after. Leroy squeezed his hand in sympathy. Outside, the sunny street in Silver Lake was somehow chilly. It was nearly spring, but the air still had a crisp little curl on it, a frost lick, and a wind. That would be the Santa Ana wind, but more on that later. The boys' poorly patched windbreakers were too thin to be of much help. As they walked up the steep hill, it became clear that the boy in the wheelchair was headed in the same direction. Stevie overheard the woman say,
"Now, Derek, when you get to Miss Wobble's, I expect you to be on your best behavior. This has to be your last placement until..."
I know. Until what, thought Stevie. And did she just say Wobbles? He couldn't be sure.